Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And when you hear that song, you know it's Monday, and time for Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm Ballinger
Good
is
morning.
Here in the studio. Good morning, Malcolm. So glad you made it in. I hear there's some traffic out there this morning.
Well, they must have had it cleared out for me, but I shot straight up 110.
Excellent.
And yeah.
Okay.
So
very good.
Maybe Wesley came the 9th Avenue, 12th
Well, they
Avenue.
Made a Herculean effort to get here, yeah. So I really appreciate that. They really it was really, really great. So, but lots going on this weekend. I know that you were at Mardi Gras. How to give us a report on all the parades and everything.
Yes, I went to the Saturday parade and walked with... Well, Cat Country.
Right, yeah.
News Radio 92.3.
Representing.
I had my official shirt on, so.
You were wearing yellow.
I was wearing yellow,
I want to see a picture of that.
There are no pictures.
I want to see a picture of that.
But it was a lot of fun. I don't know how many years I've been to the parade, but I think this is the biggest crowd I've ever seen.
It could not have been a better day. The weather for Friday night's parade, Saturday, and the beach parade was phenomenal. I mean, just you couldn't order better weather.
Absolutely.
It was beautiful. And they really went above and beyond with security, making sure everybody was safe. And I thought that was great, too.
And everybody seemed to be in great humor. And I think mindful that we've, alas, got to do those things these days.
You
have to.
The
world being what it is.
You have to keep enjoying life.
And it's for our benefit. Keeps us safe. So.
Yeah,
I thought the... Police did and Sheriff's Department did a wonderful job, as always. I mean, we're blessed. We have a great Sheriff's Department and Police Department in Pensacola.
Well, I always make the assumption sometimes that it's going to be beans and moon pies, but I had to laugh because a friend of mine posted that they got ramen noodles.
Is that a sign of the times?
I don't know, because it was Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue, who comes on Pep Talk on Fridays, and he was telling me, and I said, "Nah, that's not true. I don't believe you." And sure enough, he sends me a photo. He
ramen
said,
noodles.
"Just showing you, Meg."
Yeah.
Ramen noodles. So I guess anything goes. Almost?
Well, yeah, almost. It's Mardi Gras.
It is Mardi Gras for sure.
But I think everybody had a great time. It was kind of good to just get out and forget your troubles and have a good time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody did, I think.
Yeah. It was looks like it was a success all the way around for everybody. So
yeah, I saw lots of, I'm always pleased to see lots of young kids there having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with their parents. And
sure.
I think it's a good family event. And
I think they make the effort to make it a family event. Some places it's not so much.
Well, yes.
But here in Pensacola,
they
do a good job with that.
It's a great family event.
So we just got the new Pensacola's downtown crowd, I see.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later, but we have to talk about the Oscars.
Oh, yes. Hooray for Hollywood.
All of America is waiting for our opinion on the Oscars.
Well, I don't know about that. But I think there were some surprises. I was kind of surprised by some of the winners, to be honest with you.
Well, I watched Good Morning America, and they're pumping Wicked every moment they could.
Oh, of course.
Because it's a Disney.
Correct.
And as hard as they tried, they did win a couple of
I think they won design, a couple of those kinds of awards. But I was actually... It was interesting because I was wondering her name just went right out of my head. Between the two stars, Ariana Grande, and then you had
Cynthia.
Yes. Cynthia Erivo.
Erivo.
Between those two, one was up for Best Actress, one was up for Best Supporting Actress. I was pretty confident that one of those two would win, especially Cynthia. So it was interesting. And then, of course, there was a big movement behind Demi Moore that she had won the Golden Globe. She, once somebody wins a Golden Globe, that's kind of an indicator of what the Oscar's going to be.
Well, I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
I think that audiences in general, I think the trend is slowly moving away from these fanciful movies. And I haven't seen Wicked, but I've seen the
really
trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people flying and the Marvel type things. I think people are just maybe moving away from that. Maybe they want something with a little bit more realism again. You know, as you know, trends change.
Well, all the other best pictures were all basically serious films.
Yes, so very serious.
The best picture category. So it was interesting to me. And I'm always curious because with the leading actress, it always makes me wonder. I remember one year Kim Basinger won Best Supporting Actress. Mm-hmm. And she was up against, I want to say, it was like Meryl Streep and Whoopi Goldberg. Like she was up against these two power actors. And I always wonder, this is very cynical of me, did the votes, because the Academy votes on this, did the votes get split between the two front runners and number three actually wins? Right? So, because I know, I have not seen...
Is it an underdog thing, maybe?
I don't know. I just was surprised when Mikey, what's her name? Mikey Madison won for Anora. And I have to confess, I haven't seen it. Several people told me that's a really, really good film. Mm. And she does a super job. So it's not to say that she doesn't, but I just thought it was interesting with the other actors that were up at that time.
Back to the important stuff. Mm-hmm. I watched on the half hour before the red carpet.
Right.
And I thought the lampshade that Ariana Grande was wearing was...
you the dress?
No, it was
a lampshade. Oh, my gosh. Well, now that you say that, I can't unsee it. Oh, no. It was interesting. They were... You know, and as a person who struggles with her weight, I have to say, she and Ari and some of the other beautiful actresses that are pencil thin, and they're wearing these outfits that add like 400 pounds of fabric. Yes. I thought, no way. If I looked that good, I'd be in that slim gown with the sparkles. And it was interesting. That was a big trend this year, big and puffy. And
yeah, there were very few what I would call elegant dresses. Mm-hmm. There were a few. One young lady, I don't remember her name, in a black dress with sort of like silver.
That was my favorite. I know exactly who you're talking. It was beautiful.
I thought that was elegant and beautiful.
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. But
that was my favorite.
What's the purpose of wearing a dress that looks like a lampshade?
To me, that's fun for like the Metropolitan, the Met, when they have the big fashion show there. And the idea is to be outrageous.
Yeah, but it's... If the idea for these designers is to show their designs to the public, then they need to show something more practical. I don't know of anybody that's going to wear that lampshade out to an event. I mean...
It'd be tough getting in the car.
Yeah. How do you sit down with that
darn
thing?
Well, when you have a limo, it's a whole other story. So there's a whole different reality going on there.
But the other thing which I thought was very important, and we mentioned this when we talked about the Emmys, I think finally these people are starting to get the message that when it comes to the music, we don't want to be struggling to understand what somebody is mumbling into a microphone, with the microphone in their mouth almost, mumbling. And we had some great voices.
Oh,
that's
gosh,
Cynthia
yes.
and Ariana.
That opening was phenomenal.
They have two beautiful voices. Gosh. And I think, finally, I think they begin to realize that that's, I think, what the majority of, certainly a little older demo, wants to listen to. Mm-hmm. The hip-hop stuff is great for the kids. I mean, I have no problem with that. But in Super Bowl halftime shows, let's put on something that appeals more across the board.
It's fun for all, supposedly.
And whether you like the kind of opening numbers, whether you like that kind of music or not, you have to say they were two beautiful voices.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
incredible.
Important.
Oh, they were incredible. Mm. We're talking this morning with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing, touching subjects like Mardi Gras and the Oscars. If you have a question for Malcolm about that or anything else in the community or any of his publications, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620.
You can tell me. I'm full of it, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, 850-437-1620. And with that note, we're going to come back.
Oh, because I have more controversy.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll come back for more controversy after the break at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. We're trying to keep it peppy this morning.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. Got a fun text here, Malcolm, from a woman who says, I took my grandchildren to the parade, and we also got some ramen noodles. When I took them home, my five-year-old told his mother that we had brought something home for dinner. Ha, ha, ha.
Eating was good at their house.
That was sweet. Thanks for texting. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking to Mardi Gras, we've been talking to Oscars.
Well, the other thing about the Oscars, and we were talking a little bit in the break, mm-hmm. I thought Conan O'Brien fell flat, personally. I didn't think he was funny. He had a couple of good lines, but essentially, he's not a funny person. I've never liked the guy. Yeah. I don't think he's funny, but he... And you also... said, and I thought the same thing last night, that the Oscars has lost the pizzazz.
There was something off last night.
Yeah.
And maybe it's, now that I think about it, maybe it's because of the LA fires. You know, there's a lot of those people, like Billy Crystal lost everything. I mean, there's a lot of people that were participating, and maybe that's what we were sensing, but it just didn't. I don't know if I'm getting cynical,
but. I don't think so. I think it's more that. It just, the whole thing, the dresses didn't wow.
Mm-hmm. The glam, there was something so, when I was a kid.
Yes, the glamour is missing.
When I, of course, I am a little biased because I did want to be a movie star until about a year ago.
Didn't we all?
I used to watch and just be glued to the whole show, hanging on every word, mesmerized by all the stars and the entertainment. And for some reason, it fell flat with me last night. And I don't know if that's because I'm older I don't know. But it just didn't seem something.
Yeah.
I couldn't put my finger on it.
There were some good things with... a couple of notable exceptions. Most of the men seem to be going back to a more traditional, elegant tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love men in tuxes. What can I say?
And I think a handmade bow tie. I've said this before on the show.
That's the British in you, Malcolm.
Yes, it must be. But, you know, there was a clown there in a yellow suit.
Well, he was the youngest nominee, so he was only 28 years old, so that tells you right there.
I think he thought he was going to a circus show. Didn't realize it was the Oscars.
Yeah, he was only 28 or 20. It's good. If he won, he would have been the youngest winner. So,
yeah,
and
probably the brightest colored.
right. So he gets an excuse.
he's young.
He's young. But Elton John, there were some stars there. Elton John was there. There was a lot of, and I don't know, it just seemed something.
They need to bring back Jimmy Kimmel.
He was great. Billy Crystal was
Even Billy Crystal, yes.
He was pretty good.
Yes, Conan O'Brien. And I think the producers must have realized he wasn't very funny before the show because he wasn't on a whole lot. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. Well, he had a couple of big,
pre-packaged
sort of number things that they did.
They had to resort to the song and dance thing, which... Mm-hmm. I mean, it was interesting, but not funny.
Well, one of the things they used to do, which I always liked, was with the original song, for example. They would have them, they would have the artists come out and do that. And so, for example, this year they had such a five-star, A-list of performers. So Elton John had one of the songs. There were other, like the beginning, they opened with the songs from Wicked, which was fabulous. Yes. But I would have loved to have seen Elton up there at the Oscars playing his song. That would have been really cool.
I think I heard, was it on radio or TV, some commentator said, you probably shouldn't start off the show with the showstopper.
Yeah.
Which is what happened.
It
was kind of all downhill from then.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Because to me, as a theater person, that was the Tonys. I mean, Wicked is a Broadway show.
Yeah.
So that to me, the two of them, that was very Tony-esque.
It should have been towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
To it. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was kind of like we went downhill from there.
Yeah, if the producers want to call us,
we can
salvage that show for next year.
The other thing too that was interesting was the red carpet was inside, was indoors, and that might have changed. There was something about being outside in this California sunshine and all the crowds, so it was very, very. I'm sure for safety reasons that was different.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know. We'll
again,
see.
The good points.
Mm-hmm.
The opening of the show, great voices.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, by and large, the acceptance speeches were fairly humble.
I thought they did well. Funny. And considering the political climate, I was half expecting to hear a lot of, and that we really didn't. There was the only one was the international film, and I think they had a reason to say what they did because the film was about that. But
Conan O'Brien made a dig.
I might have missed that one.
But and whether you agree with Conan or not, I've said this before. It's not the place. We don't want to hear it. We don't want political comment. We just want to be wowed by Hollywood and beautiful stars and elegant stars and things. It's supposed to be a party.
Well, what's always disconcerting to me is I think I'm such a moviegoer, and a lot of the winners I had not seen, and I felt bad. So I was just like, oh, gosh. So real quick, actor in leading role was Adrian Brody, who was once in the Pianist, I believe. Was such a he's a wonderful
actor. He's a Brit, isn't he?
The Brutalist. And then we actor in supporting role, the winner was Kieran Culkin. And
now, he was funny.
Yes, he was good.
He was very funny.
Yes. Actress in leading role.
About the children, I thought.
Yes,
was,
yeah.
And it was done in very good taste.
Well, his brother's Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Yeah. So that whole family is in show business. Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty good. Actress in a leading role was Mikey Madison. That was a big surprise from Anora. Actress in a supporting role, Zoe Saldana for Emilia Perez. I saw that film.
Yeah, I thought she was a little dramatic. Didn't you think the acceptance speech was a little too dramatic?
Well, the film was, I don't know if you saw it, was primarily in Spanish. So I think that there was she was kind of commenting on all of that. And then, of course, there was a lot of controversy around her co-star, who is trans. And so that brought up a lot of controversy at one point, because that's what the story, a lot of the story is about in the film.
But you need to be gracious, too, don't you think?
Of course.
Yeah. And well, she wasn't very gracious.
Being gracious could go a long way across the board.
She's looking at me. Meg's looking at me when she said that.
And on that note, I'm just teasing you, Mike.
Now, I just saw her on Fox News.
There you go.
And she was in that oversized red bag that she was wearing.
There's nothing like having a man's fashion analysis.
Yes.
It's fascinating.
Well, we're practical. We see through... you know, the facade, and we understand and comprehend. And men are very good at these.
And probably in more ways than one. And on that note, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after with Pep Talk, Physical Sex Profounder with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk on Mondays with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. So we probably should get to the publication that just came out.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, yes. Your team wants to talk about these things.
Yes. Okay.
So in front of me, I have a really fun cover for Pensacola's Downtown Crowd. And how often is this published, Malcolm?
This is monthly.
Monthly. So there's a big mug full of green beer. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We are now officially, it's March 3rd. I can't believe it. Mentally, I'm in January 3rd, but March 3rd, so we are in the month of March. So yes. What have we got here?
Well, we've got lots of great things. Just quickly, the opera is not next weekend, the weekend after.
Oh, wonderful.
Pagliacci.
Okay.
I look forward to seeing you there.
That'll be fantastic. I want to go.
Oh, okay.
I definitely would go. I would definitely
go. You would enjoy it.
I love the opera.
And of course, as you talked about, St. Patrick's Day. But also the annual Fur Ball.
Now, that's this will right. You. That's right.
It is March 29th. I believe tickets are still available. And that is a great fun event. They showcase
and it's for pets. It benefits the Pensacola Humane Society. So we had them on. We have a Frisky Friday. So they are every month they come on the show. Mm-hmm. We just had them this past week. So the Humane Society's Fur Ball.
And just before we run out of time, the back page has an ad for Cabaret.
Oh, that's right, for Pensacola Little Theater.
Which is always probably the most fun event, fun nonprofit event.
Oh, yeah. Year. Fun, outrageous. It's something different every year, and they go to a lot of trouble to make it very theatrical.
Yes.
Which now, they should.
Now, PLT produced the ad on the back, but don't you think that is a eye-catching ad?
Well, it's a beautiful girl on the front. I'm not sure who that is, but gorgeous. Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun event. But before that, we do have the Pensacola Humane Society. We've got Covenant Hospice, their fashion show that's coming up. Art of Fashion is coming up as well. So there's lots of events coming. And then, of course, now is the time to get signed up for the St. Patty's Day pub crawl out on Pensacola Beach. 17 pubs participating this year. They're going to have two routes. So it's going to be phenomenal.
And, of course, Kelly and staff would be very much upset if I didn't mention that you can still get your wedding submissions in.
Oh, that's
They've
right.
They've started to flood in.
Talk about that. What is the deadline now on that?
That's well, the deadline we're saying is March 15th, so you have 2 weeks.
So where do they send it?
Send it to info@ballingerpublishing.com or weddings@ballingerpublishing.com. And always remember, it could be the front cover, so
of this
frame
April
the
issue.
Picture.
Okay, super.
Accordingly.
All right.
Beautiful
we've run
bride.
Out of time already.
Seemed like only 2 minutes ago.
That's right. Well, thank you, Malcolm, for coming in and chatting with Malcolm Ballinger. You can also re-listen to this exciting conversation on our podcast at the page at News Radio 92.3.
Monday, Monday.
Informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3 with Meg. Monday morning, and we have Malcolm Ballinger in the house. Malcolm is back for the second half hour by popular demand. I appreciate you hanging around with me. And we realized we had some unfinished business, too. So that's why I decided we should bring him back.
Yeah, actually, we have two tickets for Saturday.
Is it this weekend or the next weekend?
It is St. Patrick's Day, so it would be...
That's on the 15th, I think, that Saturday. I think Patrick's Day is on a...
On the 15th.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to do that now? You want to give this away now? Okay.
Yeah.
So you get to come up with the question because you're the person giving away the tickets. What do you think?
Yes. Usual rules, you have to text in your email address.
Mm-hmm. And your name.
Your name? Of course, yes.
Your name? I have is a phone number on the text.
That would be helpful, yes, your name. And the answer to this simple question.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking on my feet now.
Okay.
Thinking of a question.
All right.
It should be something to do with the Oscars.
Okay.
Should it not?
I think that would be appropriate.
Yes. Well, it's not really a question. It's an invitation to comment.
Uh-oh.
Which was your favorite dress? You just have to say who wore the dress. Or, consequently, which was the most awful.
So either the best dressed or the worst dressed.
Yeah, it can
your
be
choice.
Male or female.
Okay. So
the only thing, I've got to disqualify the canary yellow suit that the young man was wearing.
Okay,
anybody,
so that's out.
Because everybody knows that's over the top.
All right.
So just to...
Okay, so if you want to win tickets to the Ice Flyers for Saturday.
Four tickets for Saturday, March 15th. St. Patrick's Day.
They're celebrating on that day.
I imagine they'll have some green beer.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. 850-437-1620. What number, sir, of text would you like to be picked to be the winner?
Oh.
Like 1 through 10, 5,
Let's
4.
Let's make it number 1.
Number one.
Who's fastest on their
fastest
feet?
On your feet.
On,
so the question
fingers,
is, your best dressed or worst dressed at the Oscars last night? 850-437-1620. First one in wins four tickets to the Ice Flyers on Saturday, March 15th.
St. Patrick's Day.
850-437-1620. Mm-hmm. All right. So the yellow, I can't think of the young man's name, but his is out.
Timothy Chalamet.
Thank you. Timothy Chalamet. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, that one's out. But everybody else is up for grabs.
Yeah, I don't want to be mean, but I would think he probably found that on the clearance rack at Walmart.
Okay, we got one, and this is great. I've got one. Okay, this is a good one because this is from Vicky Perkins. She was first in, and she said, and Adam Sandler was a no. Did you see that with him in his jumpsuit and his running suit or something?
And he was funny, though.
That was probably one of the funniest moments
of the
show.
Probably one of the highlights of
the show. Yes.
Yeah, good choice.
All right, Vicky, you are the winner of the 4 Ice Flyer tickets. That was quick and easy. You're going to be going to this Saturday, not this weekend, but next weekend, Saturday, March 15th. And what will happen is Malcolm will be emailing those tickets to you.
Correct.
And we will.
All we ask is that you have a good time.
That's right.
Stamp your feet, cheer. And the Ice Pilots need a little.
They need
a little
help. Yes, a little cheering up right now. But that should be a fun, fun game because they probably start celebrating, St. Patrick's Day this week. March. Well, the Irish start now.
Yeah, Irish don't need too much of an excuse to party.
I know this. That's my background. For sure.
Because the English, too, I guess. Yeah. We're all left. We all.
A little bit of English.
These days, we don't need too much of an excuse to party.
So we are checking in with Malcolm Ballinger at Ballinger Publishing. And one of the things that's fun about having Malcolm on the show is that his company and all of his publications do so much for our community. If you've not picked up a Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, Downtown Crowd, any of these publications really has the pulse of what's going on in Pensacola. They do have pictures of events, but a lot of it that I like about your publications, Malcolm, is so much of it is what's coming. You know, I can take the page that's on St. Patrick's Day. There's like 3 pages devoted entirely to all the events, the ones in town, on the beach, nearby. And so then I can kind of reference that going forward. So it's really terrific.
It's called Downtown Crowd, but in reality, it's the whole Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm. And because it comes out once a month, you deal with the whole month.
Yes.
And so
yes.
That's nice, too.
We try to educate people on the great things that happen in Pensacola, the great parties and events, and so that you can plan out your month with those that you think will be exciting, and they usually are.
Well, other than football season in the fall, the spring here in Pensacola is truly my favorite time of year. First of all, because it's just so gorgeous. This weather we're having
is phenomenal. The last football season wasn't so exciting.
Well, not for me.
That's what I meant.
But we won't go there. Moving right along, what I was getting to.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist the opportunity to give you a jab about.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I notice when they're playing well, there's flags flying all over your car. When they're not playing well, there's no flags.
Wait a minute. There was lots of flags this year. Every Saturday I put the flags on, so. Right. But what I was referring to is the incredible arts community that we have here in Pensacola and looking at all the different events coming up. I know this coming weekend, the Pensacola Symphony is having an event. There's a phenomenal event that's coming up. On Sunday, if I can pull the information up here. My friend Robin Richard sent me the information about this. Hang on 1 second and I'll pull it up because there's just, if you pay attention, there's so much going on. And this is kind of neat. The Greater Little Rock Baptist Church is having a Freedom is a Priceless Boon, the Emancipation of Abraham. And it's the story of a boundless love and priceless freedom. And it's going to be presented at the church on Sunday, 5 o'clock. And the public's invited. It's free. And it sounds like it's just going to be a phenomenal evening. So that's something that may be off people's radar, but it's going to be a fabulous event on Sunday. You also have the Pensacola Symphony is performing on Saturday. And I believe, I may not be correct, let me double check, this is the opening weekend of Pensacola Little Theater Show coming up, which is the play that goes wrong, which is kind of a farce about everything that can go wrong in a play. So that should be a lot of fun.
We print the playbill for Ashley sent it to me. And she said, oh, by the way, the front cover's not a mistake.
It's supposed to look that way because it's the play that goes wrong.
Because it's the play that goes wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that was cute.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So that's all coming up this month. The Ballet Pensacola is presenting Don Quixote towards the end of the month. We have the Symphony again is having their big event this Sunday. And there's just so much to do and so many incredible cultural things that we have here in this town. And then we have the beach. And it's gorgeous. And you can go fishing now and do dolphin cruises and get out on the frisky mermaid dolphin boat and have a great time. I mean, it's just so many things you can do. And the spring breakers, they shall go east. Let's send them over to Panama City.
I noticed that the communities, particularly down South Florida, are really cracking down on the spring breakers. And I applaud that. I think it's long overdue.
Well, we've been very fortunate here, I believe. They do a good job here. We're keeping it very family-friendly.
Yes.
And I think that the hotels all do a great job, the restaurants as well. So just and because there's just so much to do. And it's just so beautiful, really, to be out
again,
the beach.
I think it says a great deal about the sheriff's department and the police department that they – I think the Spring Breakers now understand that Pensacola is more family-friendly.
Right.
Down south, I guess, is a little different story.
And east of us.
And east of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So,
But even they have cracked down.
That's true.
Which I think is a good. Some of the stories I've seen about what happens, I think it's time to change what happens.
I agree with you.
Spring break is not an excuse to go into a town and do as you wish.
Okay. So we are talking this morning with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm, you can text it into the Pep Talk Show at 850-437-1620. Going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with us this morning from Ballinger Publishing. And as we talk about Downtown Crowd and Pensacola Magazine and some of the events that are happening this month of March as we embark on a new month. If you have a question for Malcolm or anything that we're talking about in terms of the community or maybe even a comment about the parades this weekend, did you have fun? 850-437-1620. And one thing, Malcolm, I wanted to mention that is happening now, I believe. We just had the big foiling week, right?
Yes.
So this was pretty phenomenal because this had to do with America Magic, and I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook. It looked fabulous.
Yes. I unfortunately didn't get down to see them in the bay.
Uh-huh.
But I did, I was driving, I think it was on Gregory Street, and I noticed there was a huge sailing boat.
Right.
Thing was probably, I don't know, 50 feet long they had on a trailer.
Wow.
I don't think it was one of those foilers, but there's lots of sailing activity around Pensacola.
No question. And that just opens up Pensacola to the international market, to a very high-end group of people that are, you know, sail around the world. And so it's very exciting. And this was a big deal to have them here this past week.
Yes.
So that's super exciting. And you can go to sailpensacola.org. That's a new nonprofit website that has all the activities and the things that are going on in the future. But this was probably the inaugural event, and we couldn't have had better weather for them, for the yachtsmen. So that's exciting.
As you know, I'm an optimistic person by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to see the good.
Yes.
Apart from the Oscars. Yes. But I was going to say that I'm really optimistic about the future of Pensacola and downtown. I think we've got some great city leaders, particularly our mayor. He, I think, gets it and understands and so supportive of these events bringing in things like American Magic. I just think we have a great future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more optimistic, I think, than I've ever been in terms of downtown. I think we've really, you know, do we do everything right? No. We need to get rid of those those darn electric scooter things, bikes.
Yeah.
They need to go. But apart from that, I think we're really on a great track. So I think, you know, it's easy to criticize politicians and city leaders. So from time to time, we should just say, hey, you're doing a good job. Thank you.
Well, and that is absolutely true. And when I think about, I moved here in 2002, and when I think of what downtown looked like back then, boarded up windows, that whole corner now that where the bodacious shops are, all that whole, that was just nothing. It was really, the Maritime Park hadn't been built yet.
Yes.
I mean, so when you think about how much we've grown just in the last 20 years, it really is remarkable.
I think you bring up a good point that not only do we have some great city leaders, we also have some great city residents and supporters like Quinn Studer.
No question about
but
it. Quinn
lots of
made
people
a huge,
have,
has yes. made a huge difference yes. in this community,
yes.
even against a lot of pushback back in the day, because there were a lot of people that were not excited about a baseball team and all those things. And really, it's just really made such a difference now in the community.
Yeah. All those naysayers said that he was in it for gain. You know Quinn.
Oh, I know, yes, I know. I think that a lot of the investments that they made and a lot of the shops and things did not make money for a long time.
Exactly.
And he kept them open, believing that this was going to be what was best for Pensacola as a whole. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yes, I was always surprised that he was able to sort of brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it had been me, I'd have said, I'm going to take my ball and go play elsewhere.
Right.
You clearly aren't grateful.
Well, but, we need visionaries. We need people that have a vision. And so his vision, along with so many others in this community, we really have a beautiful place to live. And with the arts thriving the way it is, that makes me think of somebody that I wanted to mention this morning. Christine Kellogg came here from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And she has started a theater company called Penn Arts. And they've been around now since about 2017. So one of the on the list of things to do in March is they have a new show coming up called They Promised Her the Moon, which is a fabulous story about a woman who was in the Mercury program to be an astronaut. And she was in the top 2% of her class, over and including the men. And then at the last minute, Congress passed a law saying women could not go to the moon, which I was not aware of.
No.
So, and interesting enough, the play also references, I believe her name's Jacqueline Cochran, who was in the space program, who's from Pensacola.
Wow.
So that show is going to be coming up. It's only three nights. So you'd want to get your tickets now. It's March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
They are on Pace Boulevard?
No, they are on DeVillers, right Blues Cafe, right next door.
Ah, yes.
Right down there in the Gordon Arts Center.
Mm.
But yeah, if you get it, if you wanted to see some, so there's things growing now and people are coming here because they hear what a great artistic community we have and very professional. That's a professional theater company. And then a lot of our opera singers are professionals. I mean, so we're getting not just a lot of arts, but high quality as well as all the talent that's here in this community, which is unbelievable, the amount of talent here in Pensacola.
Yes.
So that's my soapbox.
And remember
support
that
the theater.
a week from Friday is the opening night of Pagliacci for the opera.
Yes, yes, yes,
I'm going to take the opportunity just to give it a little...
Get a little plug in there.
Little
absolutely.
Plug, yes.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. I'm Meg. If you have a comment or want to check in with us this morning, 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Got a few minutes left. Malcolm, what would you like to talk about? We've got your publications, Downtown Crowd, and a new Pensacola magazine coming out, this week?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, we're hoping it's delivered today.
Great, so look out for that.
And, of course, Downtown Crowd, monthly. But also, just again, a little plug for the wedding.
Yes, mention
photos,
that because we kind of rushed it in the last segment.
Mm. If you send it to info@ballingerpublishing.com or weddings@ballingerpublishing.com or to me at malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com, I'll make sure it gets to the editorial team. We already have a lot. The last 2 weeks have really started to flood in.
And what do they need to send? Be kind of specific about that so people know what to send in.
Yeah, a little story about your wedding, a few words. If you are the winner, the cover, we'll call you back and we'll get a more in-depth story.
How fun would it be to have your wedding picture on the cover of Pensacola Magazine in April? I just think that'd be the neatest thing.
Yes. And always remember that I've said this before many times, and the bride is the star of the day. So make sure she is front and center.
Mm-hmm.
The groom we have to have. There's no wedding without a groom, I guess.
Unfortunately, I know that all too well.
But
I'm just kidding.
You know, make it. It doesn't necessarily have to be different, crazy different, but something that really conveys the happiness, the occasion,
love,
the joy, the love. Yes,
love. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I assume they wouldn't be there if there wasn't.
Absolutely. So something that's going to be special to you, but I think. It could be really special to other people, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think I said last week we featured an Indian wedding.
Mm-hmm.
India, the country.
Uh-huh.
In the, I think it's called a sari, whatever, the costume.
Saris,
absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we featured a young bride sitting on the steps at Fort Barrancas.
Nice.
That was a great picture.
Uh-huh.
So you can be...
Creative. That works for me. Didn't you have one with, I think I mentioned this last time, there were a couple of dogs that were in the wedding and they were dressed up in the picture. It was really cute.
Yes.
It was really cute because they're family. A lot of times you'll see a dog at a wedding as the ring bearer, which is,
that's cute.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
But whatever you wish, send, just remember, it has to be the front cover.
Mm-hmm. Good quality.
It's got to be high res, but framed so that it can be a meaningful front cover.
Okay. And so send it to malcolm@ballingerpublishing.com.
Preferably
or
weddings.
Weddings. Okay.
@ballingerpublishing.com.
Okay.
And You will be featured inside. There is a every bride, mm-hmm. every photo that's entered is featured inside.
Oh, they're going to put the photo in too?
Yes.
Oh, so you'll get in regardless?
Regardless.
Oh, that's so neat.
And, of course, the winner is the front page. The first and second runner-ups get half a page each. Mm-hmm. And there's a little story about the wedding, what made it unusual, okay. or what made it such a great occasion.
And that's going to be for the April issue, so it's April right issue. Around the corner.
You have, actually, 2 weeks.
2 weeks to get 15th. It in. Okay. Yeah. All right, perfect.
It can be one that you took yourself or your friend mm-hmm. took, or it can be professional.
Okay.
In fact, what usually happens is many of the local photographers send in for the bride several entries, what they think will be a great.
So listen up, local photographers, so there's a chance to get
your little,
work out there.
A little competition amongst them to mm-hmm. show off their work.
Absolutely. Boy, do we have amazing photographers here.
Yes.
Jody Acosta, Dan Dunn, Kevin, I can't think of his last name, but just there's so many that are on Facebook every day posting these amazing pictures of Pensacola Beach and our community. So many. So get those photographs into Malcolm.
Time is running out.
That's right. And there's our cue music. Thank you, Malcolm, for sticking around.
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Enjoyed it.
We appreciate
that. That hour went so quickly.
I know. We appreciate you bringing in those Ice Flyer tickets. Congratulations to Vicky. She won the tickets for March 15th. Malcolm's here every Monday at 9:30. So join us again next week. And you can re-listen to this interview and time that we've been on our podcast, which we post on newsradio923.com.